Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. New paradigms for a new world. We're giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. And we're talking right now in this segment with Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. And she's also on LinkedIn. She's available here on the Central Coast from virtually anywhere by calling 805-963-0842. And I'm curious, Beth, are you using Skype for any of the services that you provide?
I do, especially for people who are out of the country, and especially for people who are in the country but who prefer face-to-face contact. It's the next best thing to being there, as the old commercial used to say.
And I would say that when you do their chart, you would obviously, this is the neat thing, is you're able to send them a PDF of the chart so that they can follow along with you and see you face-to-face, as you say. Yeah, that is... It's just remarkable what is available.
It's remarkable. You know what else is interesting, and to me it's awesome that we're talking about this, because there's so much energy in Aquarius and Aquarius rules technology, and this is all new technology. There's even a new program called Fuse, which is Skype, kind of on steroids. You're able to not only... You can split the screen so you can see each other face-to-face, and then off to the side, you can, on another screen right there, you can be looking at the same documents.
Oh, wow.
And turn pages and stuff like that. I had a client call me on Fuse that way, and we were looking at documents, and it was awesome. I don't profess to be up to snuff on that, but that's where the future is going for me, man. I'm figuring that out. That's going to be fun.
And those kinds of tools can be very helpful, regardless of what kind of business, or even if you're just communicating with family or friends kind of stuff as well.
Whatever. It's really helpful in situations, you know, now is a time when people are renewing contracts, and there's a lot of, you know, the legal community kind of can take a big break between, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and so now there's a lot of legal things going on, and it's an awesome way that we can all be looking at documents and talking about what's on line 22 of page 47.
Yeah.
You know, it's really helpful that way.
And the
really
acceptance
helpful.
And the acceptance of electronic documents and even signatures and so forth, that's come a long way as well. So I don't have to go down to the local DMV, or I don't have to go to the other government office to conduct my business. I can do it all online. I sign it with a special.
Gosh.
Oh, it's wonderful, which minimizes the stress, the struggle, and the strain of it at one level of day to day life. You know, in the sense that we're all we're all looking for easier ways to do things, because we're always being challenged, and especially being challenged during this time of Mercury retrograde.
Oh yeah, especially when Mercury's retrograde in the sign that rules technology, and especially after we've been in it for about 5 days, almost a week, as we have now. And so usually, you know, the first week, after about a week, people can be really starting to feel it. I am seeing a bit of that, and especially around technology. You know, so you want to make sure you double-check appointments. You make sure people got the documents you sent. Make sure you're checking your messages and your voicemail, and of course, don't be dominated by this. But but you want to slow down and take extra care, especially around technology, and give other people the benefit of the doubt. Always, you know, trust but verify.
Yeah. Technology is a wonderful thing, but just as if it were on paper with pen or what have you, mistakes can be made, and like you say, give someone the benefit of the doubt.
That's, right. That's and the Mercury retrograde is a really important time to practice whatever you believe or use or whatever works for you around staying calm, staying grounded, staying focused, staying present, being efficient and effective.
Another one I'd throw out there too is incorporate redundancies.
Oh,
because they will help to catch you and help you all the time.
Oh, what was that term? There was a term for that they used to use a lot in government about double redundancy or something like that, where it was layers of redundancy, where You don't want to be wasted. Finding that sweet spot where you're not wasting time, but you've created an extra layer of safety for yourself.
Exactly. Well, and my boss and I, we have that where everything that he puts on my desk never gets put back into his inbox until it has my signature and the date that I accomplished the task.
Right.
I don't put
things
that
like
on
that.
There until I have done that. Until I have actually, there have been times when I start to sign and I'm going, well, you're not quite finished.
Right.
And then I stop and I finished it and then I can sign off on it. And we do the same thing with emails. There's always the carbon copying that I'm sending to a client.
Right.
He gets a copy of. That way he's in the loop, as well as, again, this redundancy that he has the information and vice versa. So I think that those kinds of things are extremely important at any time of the year, but as you say, especially around this particular period.
Oh, yeah. It's and, all about best practices and good habits.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're in Aquarius, and we're in this period, and I don't think I asked you roughly about how long is this period as far as the retrograde supposed to last?
This one lasts till February 11th.
Okay.
And it's pretty much exclusively in the sign of Aquarius. And which is, for me, it's always a relief.
As opposed to transiting two signs?
Crossing two signs.
Yeah.
Because that just adds layers of complexity.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. It's easier. Keep it simple. Anything that keeps it simple is better in my book. And so it does make it more focused.
Sure. Now, you've mentioned before, too, that as a sign progresses, it does tend to intensify. That is also the same attribute as the Mercury.
Yeah, okay. Right. Right before it goes retrograde, there can be a lot of intensity, like a massive amount of intensity, and then there's a release when it goes station retrograde. And then right before it completes and goes station direct, on the 11th, there's often a release point. But again, it's highly personal. It depends where this retrograde falls in your natal chart. Every retrograde is different, and every person will feel it differently depending on how it impacts them. There are some Mercury retrograde periods where it doesn't touch you, so you don't feel it as strongly. And then there's others that are much more intense for you as an individual. And so, and the textbook thing is, for example, right now, if you have the sun, the moon, or your rising sign in your natal chart in the sign of Aquarius, you're more likely to feel this one.
Okay.
Especially if it's an early to mid Aquarius.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking still in Aquarius next week, which
next
is
week.
one of my favorite days. I love to make this reference. It's a February Fool's Day. I know it's 2 months early, but what can I say? But we're going to talk on February 1st, Sunday, and we'll continue discussing about how things have progressed in that regard and talking with you about some of the other issues and challenges that we might want to keep our eyes open for.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
The website is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, LinkedIn, as well as on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. You can also reach her by dialing 805-963-0842, and we'll be back in just a moment.